line by my guest, Tori Pollard from Brentwood Care Centre. Brentwood Care Centre is a purpose-built and carefully designed to support residents to live happy, fulfilled and comfortable lives. So good morning, Tori.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, you know, I'm good, thank you. It's a bit chilly, though.
It's a bit chilly. I've Dementia Friends and Dementia Awareness Sessions. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we've been working with Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance for quite some time now. And one of the kind of actions of the group is to raise awareness of dementia within our community settings, and especially within sort of businesses in and around the Brentwood Borough. So we were tasked and have obviously stepped up to the challenge of providing some dementia awareness sessions and accompanied by Dementia Friends sessions as well. So the whole emphasis being that we will be providing knowledge and providing kind of challenges that people may face in the community to do with dementia, but specifically for businesses, because it is quite challenging if, you know, staff or people working in shops are confronted by somebody who may appear confused, who may not know what it is that they want to ask for, may have difficulties in kind of selecting the right money. So we've, through Essex County Council, have actually made some sessions available for businesses. So these are any businesses within Brentwood and the surrounding areas to come and join Summer and myself on the 14th and 20th of July. They're unfortunately Zoom meetings given the current restrictions that are still in place. But on the 14th and the 20th of July, there will be sessions which will be led by Summer in terms of making people dementia friends. So they get a badge and they get registered as a dementia friend. And then following that, I'll just be doing some dementia awareness. So literally, what is dementia? What does it mean to a person? And then for those businesses, they'll have the opportunity to ask questions around how they might approach somebody, what kind of things they might do to make their shop slightly more accessible or slightly easier for those people that are living with a dementia. And the whole aim of everything that the Dementia Action Alliance are doing is to maintain that support and assistance to people that are still living within our community. So way before they get to the point of needing to come into a place of care, that they will continue to live good and purposeful lives in their own homes. And it's what we all can do to support them.
And how long is the actual course? Is it an hour or a couple of hours?
So initially, the Dementia Friend session is around half an hour, and then the Dementia Awareness, so the second part of the call, will be up to an hour. It depends on how many questions people have, and we're making the sessions kind of bespoke, so whatever questions that people have, that they'll be able to ask them. So I reckon all in all, it'll be up to an hour and a half, but there'll be the opportunity to engage with both Summer and myself, and obviously we'll be sharing our details so that people can maintain contact with us afterwards, because, you know, we all know people that are living with a dementia. We all are responsible for helping and supporting those. So I think, you know, outside of our day jobs, both Summer and I are very passionate about, you know, keeping that contact, helping people, supporting people and businesses to do what they can. So ready access to us.
And will the details be up on the Facebook page, or are they up on the general Brentwood Care Centre website, the RCH website?
Yeah, so they will go up on the Facebook page. It has been circulated by Brentwood Borough Council to all of the businesses, but for anybody else that wants to join in, if they contact us via the website, via the Brentwood Care Centre website page, or they can contact us via Facebook. Probably the website is easier, but we will put the details up on the Facebook page again today.
That's great. Now, hopefully I've got this right. Is it PANS audit?
Yeah.
Tell us about it, because I don't know what this is.
It's not PANS, it's ours.
All right.
No, but it's called a PANS audit.
Yeah.
So, I think, it, you know, most people are aware that the Care Quality Commission regulate care homes. And over the course of the last 18 months, that's been a pretty tough task. We've not been able to have people coming in to do audits, and certainly regulators haven't readily been coming out to the homes to undertake their kind of essential checks and bits and pieces for the homes. So we've always had a kind of a two-tier system in healthcare. So we're regulated, obviously, by the Care Quality Commission. But we also have what they call a PAMS audit, which is undertaken by our local authority. We sit within Essex County Council. So their quality team actually came a few weeks ago to audit the home. They look at everything. So it's almost a precursor to the CQC, Care Quality Commission audit, that we would essentially be having, hopefully in the not too distant future. So the kind of audits are very, very similar in their content, and it gives you a very good indication of where you might sit within a CQC audit. And I'm extremely proud of the team for everything that we've achieved, because the PAMS audit has come out as measuring us as good across all of the domains, and certainly in the kind of essential areas that we have to comply with. So it's a really good stepping stone to go forward to our CQC inspection. And my thanks, as always, to my team for the incredible journey that they've led us on over the past year. So, you know, it's been tough in a pandemic, but we are continuing to make improvements in the home and continuing to make a difference to people. And that's really what we're all about. So, yeah, it was very, very good.
And I didn't know this. World Chocolate Day, is that today?
How did you not know?
I didn't know. No idea. Now I know. I will be buying some chocolate on the way home to obviously support the cause.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. I'll buy it in bulk then.
Absolutely.
Today for tomorrow.
So World Chocolate Day tomorrow, and we are preparing the chocolate fountains. Unfortunately not big enough to bathe in. However, each of our units will be celebrating World Chocolate Day with an abundance of chocolate and chocolate fountains with things that they can dip and slosh around in. It's going to be amazing. One of my favourite days of the year.
I like a little bit of pineapple. They used to do that at Marks and Spencer's. There are other shops available where they used to cover fruit. I think it must be quite expensive or a lengthy process to do it, but I liked like strawberries dipped in chocolate or pineapple.
Marshmallows in chocolate, shortbread. Banana, always a firm favourite. Anything that sits well with chocolate is going to be extraordinary. And what we might do tomorrow as well is we might taste some different chocolates, so chili chocolate and ginger chocolate, all of those things that, you know, we don't know, and we have lots of chocolates here. But yeah, we'll get some little tasters and teasers going on. Can't wait. I'm excited.
Busy day tomorrow then.
It's, you know, a very busy day. There's a lot of tasting to be done.
Excellent.
It will be absolutely amazing. And then, of course, on Thursday, lots of schools in the Essex region have joined Green Day. So Green Day is just around the world, the environment, and most of the schools will be turning green. And wearing green in appreciation of all the things that we do to kind of conserve our green areas and grow trees and all of that sort of stuff. So, yes, good luck to all of them on Thursday. So if you see lots of green children running around, that's why, including my son Finley, who hates the colour green. So most mortified that it's not red day, but it is Green Day, and we'll be doing something in the home because obviously we're situated next to a school. So really important that we get our green on and support the school next door too.
Excellent. And if you want to find out more, do check out the Brentwood Care Centre on the RCH website. You'll find all the details there. And also, you do have your own Facebook page. You are one of our paid sponsors, which we thank you for. And we'll be talking to you again in another 2 weeks.
Indeed you will.
Lovely. Have a great chocolate day.
Oh, good. We're going to be in a coma by tomorrow night.
You both enjoy yourself. Love to summer. Love to you. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye
bye. Bye-bye.